Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Even though I didn't necessarily expect the Mets to win the division before the year started, I definitely thought the Mets would be a better team than they were last year.
And so did I.
And they have not definitively done that. Also, to an extent where the playoffs is such a crapshoot, and I hate to say that because it's such an excuse for these teams, where it really shouldn't be that way. The Yankees have been using that excuse for a long time. The Mets are going to use that as, oh, just get in, anything can happen. But it's not an excuse. It's the reality of the sport. However, I would guess, let's say the Mets win coming into this year, 95, 98 games. Okay, better than last year's team.
Mm-hmm.
But who's to say that they couldn't be ousted in the first round like the Phillies or the Braves were the year before?
Yeah.
That would, like, just because they would have had a better regular season in my mind didn't mean they would have gone as far as they went last year, because they went pretty damn far last year.
I agree. The only thing that I would say on that, like, when you win, you know, 95, 98 games, generally, I don't know how to phrase it. So the 87s, 88s, 89 wins, all right, third playoff team, whatever. All right, that to me, there's, you know, you benefit from the additional wild card and the watered-down version of the playoffs, but generally, if you win that few games, quote-unquote few games,
right,
generally you have some real problems on the team, either inconsistencies or injuries or both, right? At least if the Mets would have won, like, 98 games this year, and say if they got bounced early, I think there would have been enough favorable storylines, like, throughout the year where I think I'd feel a lot better about their future. I'm not saying that their future's bleak. I'm not saying that at all. But, like, do you really know? Vientos has picked it up, so he gets a little bit of a different life. But how many guys right now on the team, and again, a deeper discussion for down the road, but at least on the cursory level, you can answer it. How many guys on the team now that are primary fixtures are here in 2 years?
Well, I think there's going to be a complete, even if they, now, I mean, I was going to say even if they have success in the postseason, but deemed success. Like, what would be successful at this point?
Honestly, for the Mets to get to the World Series,
okay,
because that's the expectation.
So
it's not different than the Yankees.
Right, so then if they get to the World Series, is there still going to be significant change? I get the feeling that regardless of the result of this year, there is going to be significant change. I think David Stearns wants to put more of his imprint on the team, whether that means moving
up. Is that a good thing? Some of the moves he's been making, is that good?
Oh, I don't know.
You trust him?
I don't know. It's been year two. I mean, I think he's made some mistakes. I think he's made some good moves.
Mullins bomb. I mean, I know. It's a very, there's a long list here.
But
Mullins thing. But there's a lot of moves that he's made. I think he's made more bad moves than good moves.
I mean, last year he had starting, he took a team to the NLCS, and this year is still incomplete.
Okay, but he took a team. To me, that's misleading. He signed Manaea, which was a big piece of the puzzle.
Severino.
And Seve, and he got Iglesias off the scrap heap, signed him to a minor league deal, which obviously fortified their bench, and he played a lot, too. So I'm not saying he had no imprint on the season, but to say that he led them to the NLCS,
or
to me, is a bit strong.
Well, he was the GM.
He didn't build the team. He didn't bring Lindor, didn't bring in Pete, didn't bring in McNeil, didn't bring in Nimmo, didn't bring in Diaz.
But then he didn't build this team either.
I agree.
Okay, so then that's what I'm saying.
But
so,
the changes, he didn't build this team, but the reconstruction of this team, which he did do, has not proven to be, I think, as good as Met fans were thinking he might do.
But it's basically the same group of guys that they had last year.
Yes, but, and we could actually do this some other point. Don't you think there's been more misses than makes this year from him? I do. Montas, colossal miss.
That was just a, come on.
And by the way, Tommy John out, $17 million wasted next year. I don't know what he's doing with that.
I'd actually prefer that. Not that you want to see guys get hurt, but I don't want to see him pitch ever again for the Mets.
I hear you.
And maybe they get the insurance money back. I don't know how that'll work. It was a horrible signing from the get-go.
No.
That's a terrible mistake, strike one.
I don't think he
did enough at the deadline. Everybody else is praising him. I don't think he did enough at the deadline. I can't blame him for Helsley. Rodgers has been terrific, so it's not Rodgers.
No, but Mullins.
Mullins
and Helsley. Neither's done anything.
Yeah, I get it. I mean,
that's 0-2. Montas 0-3.
To me, they weren't aggressive enough. The results may vary in the players. I can't nitpick and say, you got Helsley, and he's not good. Helsley was one of the best arms. Was he the best? Would I rather have Duran? I would rather have had Duran.
What about Bednar? You'd probably rather have him, too.
Yeah, Bednar. Yeah, he's a good one. He's a name that I did bring up. Yeah, I mean,
remember.
Bednar, you'd rather have him. So, either way, you could nitpick, sure. So, back to, I think it was the last call we were just saying about, like, the win total, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Mets right now are what, 76
wins? 76 wins.
Okay, 76 wins with 17 to play.
Okay.
If we do a little math here. See, because everybody's going, well, since June 13th and blah, 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 blah. They've lost four games in a row.
Yeah.
But unless I'm doing this on the fly as we're trying to do
the culture
here. I'm pretty sure that over the last 23 games, 12 plus 11 is 23. I'm pretty sure that I added this up right. The Mets are 12 and 11 in their last 23 games.
That sounds about right.
Okay.
Because they swept the Phillies
prior.
But
that's also not like the world is falling. They're collapsing away. Now, it's not in accordance with what their record was to start the year.
Nor the expectations.
It's 100%. That's already gone. But it's also not the dip that we saw, which was horrific from June 13th.
Like the Pirates, like that Pirates series. Well, yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, or when they were having pitchers that couldn't go out there and give you four innings, let alone five or six innings. Mm-hmm. Anyway, point is, if they then play the rest of the way a game over 500, do you not think that that's going to be enough? And remember,
that would be what, nine wins there? All right, so 76, so you're talking about 85 wins?
That's what I mean.
That's cutting it pretty close, man.
All right, but
those Giants are hot, Sal.
But that's doing what they've done right now. Right,
I'm going to make a prediction. If the Mets win 85, Mets ain't going to the playoffs.
So you think it's going to take 86?
I think it might even take 87.
Okay, but even with that, so then they have to go 11-6. Then the Giants would have to go what if the Mets won 11-6?
13-4.
Yeah.
They got to do two games better. No, they'd have to go three games better because the Mets have the tiebreaker.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's quick math. I think I got it.
So that's not happening. So I think if the Mets win 10 more games, I think if they go 10-7 over the final 17, they're going to get in. And there's reason to believe that they could do that because, like I said, their recent stretch, last 23, including losing four in a row, assuming my math is right here,
is
still over 500.
Yeah, but if they go 10-7, then that means something that you're still holding hope out for, which I don't think is going to happen. I don't think there's any chance. Well,
hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm not going to say any. I don't think it's incredibly likely at all that they catch the Padres. You've said that you think they can.
No, they have to do better than that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they go 10-7, they did not catch the Padres, which means they're the third wild card, which means they won 85, 86 games. And that is just, that's not good.
Well, no, but getting to the final.
You can't win something, well, but come on, well, no, 85
but,
wins?
But we already,
$50 million payroll?
All I care is about getting in. Just
I understand that, but all I heard off season was the Mets are going to do this,
right,
the Mets are going to do that, the Mets are going to, here we are, you're hoping they don't bleed out like they have in the past.
I know, but that's all hypotheticals and what ifs. They didn't have a great regular season
last
year.
Well, it's not hypothetical because they're not playing well now.
Okay,
it's a hypothetical to say that it will continue.
Ultimately, they're not going to be judged on what they do in the regular season. It doesn't matter as long as they get in.
Well,
ultimately, they will, because they could have won 100 games and lost in the first round. And what would you say? Well, they had a great regular season? No, you'd be like, this team, the payroll, they're supposed to win the World Series. So that's still possible. Whether you win 102, whether you win 85, if you're in, you're in.
One thing I don't think I'll ever say about any team in New York, all right, with the Yanks or the Mets, I don't think I'm ever going to say again. I have said this in the past. I don't think you'll ever hear me say the Yankees or the Mets should win the World Series.
Right.
Because it's changed too much to have that definitive confidence. Back in the day, Yankees should win the World Series. 86, Mets, you should win the World Series. I think that day's over.
Right, but it's also just about the postseason.
I understand that. But no, I know. That's why I always say to you, Sal, I say it's layered, it's nuanced, and it is. And it's almost like we could have two or three different conversations. All I'm trying to do is keep the thread, which I will do, a possibility that the Mets could still achieve their goals.
Right.
That avenue is still open. I'm not trying to be unfair or obtuse or just dumb, but, I mean, 85, 86 wins is not what I thought, and it's certainly not what I heard all winter what the Mets would be this year.
No,
that is an underachievement.
Agreed. It would be a bad regular season. What does that mean? Absolutely nothing. Well, they won 101 games 3 years ago, what was your result at the end of that year?
They were in and out. That was the Padres, right?
Yeah. The regular season was great, but they weren't that good. Oh, they won 101 games, but they lost in the first round. It's all about the playoffs now in baseball. Same thing with the Yankees. Yankees could come back and miraculously win their division, which, by the way, they should have won to begin with, but they could come back and win the division even after last night, and if they lose in the first round, is anybody going to say, well, they had a good ride in the regular season and somehow won the division when we all thought they were dead?
I wouldn't say that because the Yankees' season's been too disjointed. It's been too uneven. Like, if the Yankees won 102 games and they lost a hard fought, even if they lost to a team that they were heavily favored to beat, a team from the Central, whatever, it would be met with great skepticism. You can't, like, a couple of things that you can't do. Well, I'm not going to say either team should win or will win, I don't think ever again in my life, because baseball's changed. There will be certain series where I'll say the Yankees should win or the Mets should win. And if they don't, then it's okay to crush them. And there's also certain situations, and it applies to both of these teams this year, although the Mets more, that you just didn't do during the regular season what I thought that you would do. It's okay to say that. Like the Mets, this is a new day for the Mets here. This is a new awakening. This is the Mets morphing into the Yankees, the Dodgers trying to. And I've always said, and I say it with a smile, but it's always been, you know, laced with seriousness, the crown is heavy. And when I'm told all year the Mets are going to do this and that, and you're struggling to win 85, 86 games and be that last wild card team, it has not been a good regular season, although I know what you're going to say. It doesn't mean that you can't achieve the goals.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Who told you this?
Who told me what?
That the Mets were going to do all this.
Well, like, I heard all winter was that the Mets were going to, you know, the Yankees, the Mets, the this, the that, okay. The payroll, the Soto. Yeah. Here, you're trying to scrap out a wild card.
Okay.
That's impressive.
But I'm still confused as to what you're saying.
Yeah. What?
Did you think the Mets were going to win the division?
I did not.
Okay, most people didn't.
No.
So they're not going to win the division.
But I didn't think they'd be stuck here with 15, 17 games to go, fighting for their life, trying to get the last wild card.
If baseball
didn't throw you a life preserver years ago and give you a third wild card, you wouldn't even be a playoff team this year.
Okay, but the rules are what they are.
Like, I understand but it doesn't mean that it's there's levels of achievement. Let's not dull this down to the point where, I mean, if the Mets get in...
Keep the same energy with the Yankees. I'm fine with
it. I always do.
Did you expect the Yankees to win the division? I always go hard on the Yankees. I just crushed my boon last night for taking out Will Warren.
No,
but you said the Mets have had it worse than the Yankees, but yet you didn't think the Mets would win the division coming in.
I didn't think the Yankees would win the division either. I said the same thing.
Before the start of the year? You didn't think the Yankees were going to win the division before the start of the year?
The best thing, and sometimes the worst thing for you and I, is Google.
Yeah.
Because there are receipts. And everything that I said going into the season, I'm like, you know what? Honestly, and you were saying that the Yankees should win. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not going to say the Yankees should win the division. I don't know if I don't feel that way.
Maybe.
Now, I didn't say like, no, they won't. Like, it wasn't like this bullpen that the Yankees won't win 89 games and not be that good. But it was never, ever like, oh, yeah, the Yankees will win the East. They always do. I was very, and I've always said that in years past. This year, I didn't take the bait because I didn't think that they were as good as some people thought.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Gio.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.